everyone, and welcome to a special edition of The Non-Pro Show. I'm here with the members of Cabinets of Curiosity, Nat, Christina, Brandon, Anthony, James, and Justin, who just dropped their newest, album last Friday called The Chaos Game. Hello, everybody. How y'all doing?
Hey.
Hey. Hey.
Spectacular.
We're great. We're the best we've ever been.
So, I didn't prepare a ton of questions, though I've been listening to the album most of the week since it released last Friday. It's been like a full week, right? I love it. It's really awesome, and you guys have done like so much work on this album. It's I guess it's maybe a nature of the medium of the genre, but this album is like super complex. There's like a whole lot of cool stuff going on here. I'm just really curious what went into making an album like this. Particularly, this is your guys' first album, so there's just so much here. It seems like such an undertaking.
Well, so the way that this band, we're lucky to be working with a whole lot of songwriters, and what went into this album was actually probably, how many songs are on the album? 12. And I think only one of them is new. You know, 90% of the album was written, like, probably 2 years ago, 1.5 years ago. And then we all got together to write Clockwork Pheasant. So it's just kind of a matter of finding which songs fit within the concept and then writing lyrics to the songs that didn't have lyrics yet.
Now, I'm one of those terrible, terrible listeners. Tell me a little bit more about the concept. I did not read the companion booklet that you can download on Bandcamp when you purchase the album. But I did not read it because I'm awful and I never read those things. And then I go back and I'm like, I wonder what this is about.
If anyone wants to know the concept, it's on our Bandcamp. It's also, if you go to cabinets-of-curiosity.com, on the homepage, you'll see like a purple button. That's the link. If any listeners want to go check that out. So the concept is kind of a hard to explain really quickly, or even in like 54 pages of a booklet. It's very overwrought and pretentious. It's this story I wrote about a woman named Julia, who's just a very ordinary, mild-mannered person just trying to get through life when she gets a message from the god of chaos and order, Dr. Goethe, summoning her to help her destroy, recreate, and then save the subsequently created universe. So, yeah, you know, basic tale as old as time, really.
That sounds amazing and also very difficult to wrap my head around at the same time. What did you guys really enjoy about making this album? Any particular part that you found like super fun or anything that you were super passionate about while you were working on it? Other than the whole album, of course, being, you know, a labor of love.
Well, I have one. We got to go to Rutgers Camden University. Shout out to Rutgers Camden University Music Department. Stefan Arnerson let us go into their Mallory room and use this really nice Bösendorfer Imperial grand piano that has over 88 keys. So all of the pianos that you hear on the album are actual real-life grand piano. So that was cool. That was probably my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I haven't actually felt joy since I stopped playing that piano that day. That's how nice it was.
Yeah, everybody tried.
Oh, wait. Yeah, I guess there's a lot of us in this room. We should probably have favorite moments too.
I think our favorite part was actually doing it.
Yeah,
it took a long time to
finally record something,
and we put a lot of effort into it. Not to say we didn't put a lot of effort into the EP, but
no, we didn't. It's garbage.
Okay. So James translated really well for me, actually.
Actually,
don't listen to it.
It's they can still purchase it with money, guys.
It's great.
Definitely, it's a fantastic EP.
No, it's one of those quirky things where you listen to it and it's just like, oh, they tried. Well, it's like a behind-the-scenes look at a band that records everything in their basement.
It's definitely one of those things, like, if you're going to be a completionist, right? So when you guys are 30 albums down the line in your epic saga, you're going to want to have owned the EP that started it all, right? It doesn't need to be good. It's just, you know, it's a completionist thing.
Well, you're going to want to own the first run of the EP, let's be honest. That's the real collector's item.
That's true.
But you can still purchase the digital album with real currency on our Bandcamp. Yeah, the digital EP, I'm sorry, yeah.
You can purchase it with digital currency, too, if that's your bag.
No, you can't.
No, you can't? You can't use Bitcoin on Bandcamp.com?
No one has Bitcoin anymore.
What about Dogecoin? I'll take Dogecoin. I'll give you an album for Dogecoin.
That's the only cryptocurrency we accept.
Yeah.
Sorry.
We should start our own.
We won't take your filthy Ethereum here. Ethereum coin.
Now, HODL gang is still real and out there.
HODL.
Still HODL gang. Still now, we're gonna start cabinets of curiosity. Cabinets of coinosity.
Cockcoin?
Cockcoin.
Cockcoin, okay.
Yeah, that's a little bit too...
It sounds like when like you hit a block, like, cockcoin!
So here's a question for you guys. As long as we think we've all answered kind of what our favorite experience was, have I heard from everybody? I feel like a couple of you are being a little quiet on me.
Don't be shy, guys.
I liked the part where I got to sing. That was really good. But I also liked, legit though, I liked hearing, because, you know, we all recorded our parts on different days. Like, to me, the dopest thing was, like, actually, like, hearing everyone's part come in,
yeah.
Like, mm-hmm. the different versions. It's like, oh, I really love the guitar tone that they picked for this solo, and I really love everything Anthony's doing in the song.
Yeah, seeing it all come together, like, over time as this was being created is... It was really cool to see, especially for me and James, because we've known each other for quite a while and been wanting to do something like this. Even in other bands, we've been trying to create an album and sell it like this. So to see it actually, like, our dream come to fruition like this is, like, it's been a really, like, nice experience.
Yeah, we've been trying to make an album since...
It's been over 5 years.
Yeah, it's been a long time. I would say 2012.
7 years.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But...
not to story tap you guys, but...
don't you dare.
There are songs on here that I wrote when I was a teenager. So for me, it was, like, really cool to, like, take these songs that I wrote 14 years ago because I'm geriatric. But then, like, finally, like, after years and years of playing them, like, by myself, but, like, having a really dope friggin' band, like, actually make them rock. And it's like, oh, they sound good now.
And some dope arrangements, courtesy of our bass player, Jared Hurst, who is not here right now.
That's true, yes. A lot of these started as piano solo pieces that Jared wrote for all of us.
Yeah.
Just too much work. There's too many people.
So you guys have talked a lot about the songs, and I know we listened to a little bit of Angular Sterility, but I have a question for you, and I'm sure it's going to be a hard question to answer, or maybe an impossible one, but do you guys all have a favorite song on the album? I kind of know which mine are. You guys are obviously so much closer to the music.
Fractals and Coastlines.
Yeah, it's not a hard question. Fractals and Coastlines.
I'll say Fractals and Coastlines, I think, is a safe bet, is like the band favorite as a whole, mm-hmm. but... I'd say, like, for myself, just a surprising favorite.
Did you just get your nose stud? Yeah.
Nah,
that
looks
really good.
But a surprise favorite for me since finishing the record has been Fractometer.
Yeah, I would say Fractals and Coastlines, but I wrote that one, and so I sound pretentious saying that. I'm going to go with The Chemist and the Engineer as my favorite track.
Another great one.
That is a tie for my personal favorite. I really like The Chemist and the Engineer.
Yeah, you have good taste.
Well, thank you. I feel like if I chose any song on the album, I would get a good taste, not a... Well, that's a terrible choice. Why would you pick that one?
Oh, thank you.
And certain songs, I'd probably do that just for the walls.
Favorite guys, least favorite.
Ah, that's a better question, actually.
Is, no, that's not answer this.
I would have to think really hard.
Answer this.
I have to think very hard for
easy,
that one.
Easy answer.
We want to stay positive, not negative.
I mean, most of this band is millennial, though, and we're all about that self-deprecating humor.
Yeah, we're all garbage. All this music is garbage.
We're all millennials.
Oh, yeah, you're a millennial, too.
Oh, wow. Wow.
100%.
Wow.
Representing.
All right, so you guys have, you've released your first album. Are we expecting a second album anytime soon? Do you have any other individual projects you're working on, stuff you want to promote?
Well, we're working on a new EP to come out that will precede another full-length album. So I don't think we've settled officially on a name for the EP yet, but hopefully it'll be out sometime
next month or April, you know, sometime early spring release.
Oh my goodness, then, that seems so soon.
Yeah. Well, like I said, we have four more albums worth of material written and ready to go. So we're just going to try to keep chugging along since we have all of this stuff to do and just try to get it recorded and put it out there. Because it's doing no good for us sitting on my computer. And then hopefully sometime this summer or fall, you'll be seeing another full-length release from us.
That's really exciting. So where do people go to follow you online? Because apparently if they don't start following you tomorrow, they're going to miss something.
Oh, shit. What are we going to miss?
Hello. This is the band manager once again. My name is Christopher, and I'm here to tell you all about Cabinets of Curiosity. If you want to visit Cabinets of Curiosity, you can go to cabinets-of-curiosity.com. You can also visit us on Cabinets of Curiosity on Spotify. Search Cabinets of Curiosity on Instagram, Twitter, or even Facebook. We're there. We're also on Jay-Z's favorite streaming service, Tidal. And if you want to go somewhere else, well, we're probably there too, because we paid a good amount of money, so our album is everywhere. But we won't get any money from streaming it, so please go to Bandcamp.
Bandcamp.
cabinetsofcuriosity.bandcamp.com. No hyphens.
Soon you'll be able to visit cabinets-of-curiosity.com and purchase many items, such as a t-shirt or even a poster of the album art. Which, yeah, by the way, the album art is really dope. And if you haven't seen the album art,
shout out to our artist. Buy a poster of it, perhaps.
My little sister.
Alyssa Blackmeyer. Liamacorn.com.
I was going to attempt to say that, but I haven't done it.
K-L-I-A-M-A-K-O-R-N. .com, and you can see more of her dope artwork there.
It's like Liam, the letter A, and then the band Korn.
Oh my god.
Liam A. Korn.
Well, thank you guys very much. Everything about the album is fantastic, and like you heard the band manager saying, you should make sure you go out and buy it now and support this great band. The music is really stellar, and everybody should take a listen to it. Thanks so much. Bye, guys.
Thanks for having us, James.
Thank you.
Thank you.
This is Chris Forniak, band manager. Please buy the album with real money. That is real money, U.S. dollars. Please.
If you like music, you might like it. So why not spend a few dollars and find out?
Right now, the sale is you get one album for about $10. That is one album for about $10. I'll repeat it. One album from $10. Two albums for about $20. It's a sale. Go buy it now.
This has been a Non-Productive Media presentation. Executive producer, Frank Hablawi. This program and many others like it on the Non-Productive Network is distributed under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial No Derivatives license. Please share it, but ask before trying to change it or sell it. For more information, visit non-productive.com.